Star Wars 7x7 episode 3403. We tried doing this with AI a while back and it didn't work, so we're just going to have to do it manually. I'm doing an episode wrapping up Star Wars news from the past week or so for you. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, we did this a while back trying to see if we could task AI with wrapping up and summarizing Star Wars news stories of late, but yeah, AI is no good for that just yet. So you gotta do it the old-fashioned way. So this is what's been happening in the last week or so with Star Wars news. First of all, Sean Levy, Stranger Things fame and Deadpool 3 fame, was asked about what he has in mind for a Star Wars movie, how that's gonna work, and this was a thing in Variety on their website. So this is one thing that was kind of fun. They asked him if, you know, he would do things differently or how he's gonna do things differently, and he said, "When Kathy Kennedy brought me on board to make a Star Wars movie, her central mandate to me was, I want a Sean Levy movie, I want a story and a tone that reflects you and your taste and what you bring to your movies with a Star Wars story." And he says that, "I felt extremely empowered. We're in early days, but unfortunately, because of the development process being abruptly paused due to the WGA strike, he feels very empowered to trust his instincts in the development of the story in the movie." And the interviewer went on to ask him if his Deadpool 3 practice could be, you know, any good use for Star Wars. He said that the experience he's having with Marvel on Deadpool is showing you firsthand that it's indeed really possible to feel empowered and personal about making a movie within a universe that is bigger than any one film, and that the Deadpool movie is turning out exactly what, you know, to be exactly what Ryan and he had hoped when they started off, and so he's going into the development of a Star Wars movie with a similar optimism and faith that his instincts will be allowed to lead the way, which is the kind of stuff that we all want to hear. And then, of course, there's the last question, which is, since you're close to Adam Driver, could your Star Wars movie be a prequel to The Force Awakens in which Kylo Ren would be back? And his response is, "Your words, not mine. As you know, Adam is a buddy, and I've always been a huge fan of Kylo Ren, but no comment." That in itself is kind of a really fascinating non-answer. I mean, you know, to even say something along the lines of, "Hey, we're still in development. We can't talk about any of what's it about, where is it happening," or anything like that. I mean, but yeah, that kind of feels like it opens the door a little bit, or suggests that maybe that there is some sort of rumor going around that the writer got a hold of and decided to try to confirm. Then I have to say, like, I'm not necessarily one for gossip, but this is the sort of gossipy thing that I would love to know. Like, I would love to know if Adam Driver was particularly, you know, married to the Kylo Ren character, if he loves it enough that he'd want to dig into it again, how he felt about J.J. Abrams's view of Kylo Ren versus Rian Johnson's view of Kylo Ren. Like, yeah, I'm curious about it from just a genuine creative perspective, but I know it gets into that sort of gossipy territory too. So, anyway, so that's probably the biggest Star Wars news that's happened of late, the discussion with Sean Levy. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily give us any insight into whether he will be one of those, you know, first three movies necessarily. I mean, who knows where James Mangold is in his development, and who knows where Dave Filoni is in his development as well. We know that the Jedi Order Daisy Ridley movie is definitely very far along in its development, so it seems likely to be one of those three movies. Sean Levy, yeah, I don't know, maybe not one of those three. One of the first three out of the gate. In other words, a fourth one. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Also, Star Wars News Net reported on this. They caught a thing in Ubisoft's quarterly earnings report that seems to suggest Star Wars Hunters is not going to come out for a much longer time. The indication had been that it was going to be late in their fiscal 2024 situation, which would have put it in the first quarter of the year. So basically by the end of March of 24. But they're doing so well that they said that they could just push it off, basically. They don't have to put it out, and they can give it the full attention that they want to give it, is kind of how they pitched it, basically. So now they're saying that it's not going to come out until the 24/25 fiscal year, which means sometime between April of 2024 and March of 2025. One would imagine that if they're prepared to release it by March, that they would probably release it sooner rather than later in that period of time, but yeah, who knows? It's been so long. Also on the video game front, there's going to be a remaster of the video game Dark Forces, which is still a Legends game, basically. But it is kind of interesting because it tells the story of this character, Kyle Katarn. Anyway... He defects from the Empire, joins the Rebellion, and then infiltrates the Empire and finds out about the Dark Trooper Project. And we saw Dark Troopers, of course, in the season, in the last three episodes of the season two of The Mandalorian, right? Moff Gideon's metal, you know, robotic Dark Troopers, those guys, right? So, yeah, it just, it has that interesting link to something that was not too long ago brought into canon. So it's kind of interesting in that regard. And then the last thing I'll flag is that Matthew Vaughn, who, according to the Hollywood Reporter story, like his main directing thing they flagged was X-Men First Class, which is fine, is talking about very much wanting to do Star Wars, do the original trilogy, it sounds like, for a new generation and recast Luke and Leia and Vader and everybody, basically. And this is just his wishful thinking, basically, that the Hollywood Reporter turned into a story. And so, yeah, I will say that I do hope that they recast Luke and Leia someday. They've already recast Han, as far as I'm concerned. I'm perfectly happy with Alden Ehrenreich, and I hope they do other stories with those characters while they can. But as far as like rebooting or redoing the original trilogy movies, I don't know if that's necessary. But I'd love to hear what you think about that. Do you think that, A, you would like to see Luke, Leia, and Han, we'll just throw Han in there, why not, but the three main characters recast for a new generation of storytelling, and B, would you be open to them redoing the original trilogy with this new cast? If you're catching this on YouTube, hey, comments are right there. Would love to hear what you think. And if you're listening in an audio platform, then please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and let me know what you think. And that is going to do it for our news roundup, what's been percolating in the worlds of Star Wars over the last week. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.